How do you best apply direct response, copywriting, and marketing strategies to e-commerce to sell more products? That's the question that I got from one of my subscribers, Aaron, and that I'm going to answer in today's Mailbox Monday episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. So I'm Roy Furr, this is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets, and if you have a question that you'd like to have me answer in an upcoming episode, you can go to breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com/ask. That link is in the description, and I can answer it in an upcoming episode. For today, I'd like to talk to you about the stealth e-commerce funnel strategy, combining direct response in e-commerce for more profits, and even more about how you can best apply direct response copywriting strategies to increase your e-commerce product sales. These are the proven direct response marketing, copywriting, and entrepreneurship success strategies you can use today to write your own ticket and create the life you want. I am Roy Furr, and this is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Now, here's today's breakthrough. Okay, so first things first, I will say that all the core principles of direct response apply. All the core principles apply. So what is direct response? Basically, you define a next step that you want your prospect to take. You define the action that you want them to take as a result of seeing your marketing, your advertising. And you put marketing, advertising in front of them, and it asks them to take that next step. And you measure whether or not they responded, and you decide on how you're going to use that advertising in the future, and if you're going to test against it based on the actual results generated, the response generated. And so the core principles of direct response marketing apply regardless of if you're selling some e-commerce products or whatever. It's, you know, can you put a clear next step and call to action in the advertisement, right? You do this thing because you read my advertising, because you read this webpage, because you read this product page. You do this thing, and I'm going to measure that. And if you do that thing, then this was successful. If you didn't do that thing, then this wasn't successful. So that's like the core of direct response, regardless of any superficial details that are applied to direct response across different industries, different product types. The core of direct response is, does it generate a direct response? Does it? And that's the number one thing that you always have to remember. Number two, we have found through 100 plus years of direct response that powerful emotional copy works. Powerful emotional copy, often driven by sales storytelling, by story selling, it works. And so can you find ways to loop in customer stories? Can you find ways to loop in storytelling emotion into your copywriting, even if you're writing about some physical product? If you do that, yeah, okay, you're gonna apply the principles of direct response copywriting. Can you make it customer focused? Customer focus means that you're talking about the customer, about their experience, about their challenge, about what they want in their life, and about how your product helps them achieve that, about the result that you help them achieve. So it is not focused on you as the business. It's not focused on, oh, this is the most awesomest material, this is the most whatever. It's about what this feels like for you, what this is for you, what this gets for you. And so the more customer focused your copy is, the more it will be like direct response copywriting. And you should absolutely do that regardless of if you're selling like e-commerce, physical products, or anything else. Focusing on the benefits to the customer is critical in direct response copywriting. So you focus on the benefits and you support them with the features. So I'm not just selling you this drill. I'm selling you an easy way to make holes. I'm selling you like portability. I'm selling you convenience. I'm selling you power. I'm selling you whatever. Like, it's these benefits that are supported by all the different features of the product, right? And so focusing on the benefits first and supporting them with the features is something that we've learned works through 100 plus years of direct response. And here's one thing that I think a lot of e-commerce businesses could learn from. The more personal it feels, the more of a personality the writer behind the descriptions field has, the more it will appeal to the reader. So we don't like to buy from like these generic corporations that output these robotic product descriptions. We like to buy from people. We like to engage with people. And the more personal your writing feels as you're writing about products or whatever, the more it is going to engage with your readers and the more likely it is to drive response. So with those ideas, those core principles, the clear next step in CTA, the powerful emotional copy, the customer focus, the benefits supported by features, and how you make it feel personal as the person behind that, I want to share with you what I did call the stealth e-commerce funnel strategy. So this is what I'm seeing work over and over again in lots of different industries in e-commerce where they're selling a physical product and there is like an e-commerce page, right? So the ultimate customer destination is it's like a product page, a checkout page. It's where you go to log in or where you go to buy the product, right? And so it's this product page, and it looks like a lot of other product pages out there. It looks like a lot of, yeah, like you go to Amazon and you're checking out products, right? And that looks basically normal across these direct response businesses. But what they're doing is instead of driving traffic straight through to that product page, they're driving them to an interstitial page, a page that is a bridge between maybe seeing an advertisement on some news site and the product page itself. And that page is what's called an advertorial. And so it sells like an ad, but it reads like an editorial. So this is going to look like a blog post. It's going to look like a news article. It's going to look like a review. It's going to look like an unboxing. It's going to look like, I don't know, whatever it is. It's going to look like all sorts of different types of content that people might read as editorial content on the internet. And these advertorial pages, most often they tell a customer story. The best thing that you can do as a copywriter is you can actually interview customers and get them to tell their story, get them to tell what excited them about their product. And then you can finesse that into a story that reads like the customer wrote it, that reads like a review from a customer. And yet at the same time, it is designed to work as an advertisement. And then on these pages, you have all sorts of calls to action. So you might have sidebar ads that drive people through to that product page. You're gonna have links in the actual editorial content that's gonna drive people through to the product page. You're gonna talk about things like, oh, the company has limited stock on hand because of things, because of whatever is going on. And so to figure out if they have stock on hand, go here. To learn more about the different features of this that I wasn't able to talk about in this blog post, go here. Like there's going to be all sorts of calls to action on that page. But the thing about these pages is they all, every single link drives into that product page or into the microsite for the product itself. And so it's like you're arriving on a blog that just drives people through to the product itself. And then the ads that you buy on Facebook or YouTube or whatever are going to drive people into this advertorial. The ads that you buy on Taboola and all the ad networks, they're going to drive people through into this advertorial. And this is what I'm seeing the most scalable e-commerce offers doing, where they're selling a product that they're really able to spend a lot of money on advertising for. So they're using something like this stealth e-commerce funnel strategy where it's ad to advertorial to product page. And what this allows you to do is it allows you to use copy that is much more in line with the direct response while keeping your product page looking like a traditional e-commerce product page. It allows you to tell emotional stories. It allows you to do all those things that are associated with direct response, but do it in a way where it is part of the natural flow from somebody discovering your product for the first time all the way through to the checkout. And this stuff is really effective. It works. And that's what people are using to scale e-commerce using direct response advertising principles right now. I do have one more bonus for you, is that if you build a list, if you build an email list of people who are prospects, people who are past customers of other offers, you can use direct response copywriting in your email marketing. You can do direct response email marketing where you're telling a story in the email and you're linking them through, where you're talking about certain things and you're linking them through. And that's another effective place that you can use direct response copywriting in the context of e-commerce, to build that relationship with your list, to really connect with them, to talk about things that they care about and somehow bridge them back to your offer. And I mean, we're just scratching the surface. And if you get creative about this, if you think, okay, direct response is really about defining the response that I want somebody to take and putting something in front of them to attempt to create or to encourage them to decide to respond in that way, then the world is your oyster in terms of coming up with different ways you can apply direct response to e-commerce. So if you have a question like Aaron did and you would like to have it answered, remember to check the link in the description to breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com/ask. There's also a link to subscribe to my daily emails with episode notifications and more. So check all that out in the description. Once again, I'm Roy Furr. This is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. I always aim to deliver as much value as possible in these episodes, and hopefully I've done so here. I look forward to catching you again with your next big breakthrough. Thank you once again for tuning in to this daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Remember, check out the links with this episode for even more value. Now make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, and engage in every way you can to keep this show going and growing and delivering daily value to you. I'll catch you soon for your next big breakthrough.